LifePoint. My name is Blake Storr, and I have the awesome opportunity of working with students at our Plain City campus. This week at Plain City, we talked about sexual immorality. Although sexual immorality can be a pretty uncomfortable topic to talk about, it's important to talk about because the Bible is crystal clear on the topic. The culture around us is telling us that when we feel any sort of emotion for any other person, to give into that emotion, to act upon that emotion we feel. Culture tells us that it's okay to sleep with whoever we want to as long as it's consensual and as long as no one's getting hurt by the actions. Culture also tells us that it's okay to self-gratify or to pursue your own pleasure because no one is going to get hurt by that. Culture even tells us that if we don't do these things, we're weird, we're crazy, or it's a sign of how little attraction people have toward us. But the Bible gives us a greater charge when it comes to the way we love. 1 Corinthians 6:18 tells us, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body." When it comes to sexual immorality, we are told very directly to flee. And I really want to emphasize this word, flee. Flee means to run away, to escape, or to leave quickly, typically to avoid danger or a threatening situation. Fleeing doesn't mean to stick around to the last possible moment, to walk away from something, right? That's what fleeing means, to without hesitation, to run away from something, to put our head down and get away as quickly as we possibly can. Like if there were a hungry lion that was to come into a door that's around you right now, what would you do? I don't know about you, but I'm getting out of there as fast as I possibly can. I'm fleeing without any sort of hesitation. That's what we're being told to do when it comes to sexual immorality. We're not to stay in a situation where we feel like we may give into our sexual desires or where lust may begin to arise, has the opportunity to arise. We're supposed to not get as close as we possibly can to sinning, but instead flee from our sin. Why is that? I think it's because our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, kind of what it was just talking about in 1 Corinthians. If we have accepted the free gift of forgiveness from our sins from God, then the Holy Spirit resides in us. We are literally the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when we commit a sexually immoral act, we sin against God and ourselves. We hurt ourselves. We are instead charged to honor God with our bodies. Fleeing is a choice, and it's a choice that we are told to make. And it's not a choice that is an easy one to make, right? But there are two things that I believe it calls us to when we flee. The first one is the decision whether we love something or someone more than our temptation. When we commit sexual sin, we are saying our own lust, or what culture would call our needs, are more important than the plan God has for us. We give it to temptation and we give it the upper hand in our lives when we commit sexual sin. We start opening doors that allow for lustful thoughts and desires to creep in and grab hold, destroying the way that we love and the way that we think about love. And that is not the way in which God has designed us to love and be loved by others. By saying no to temptation, we have the ability to love the way that God has created. Second thing would be relying on God. In of our own power, we will give into the desires of our flesh, much like any other sin. But when we rely on God and go to Him in prayer, or when we spend intentional time with Him, we more easily have the ability to stand firm when temptations creep in. My challenge for you today would be this: to take your temptations to God. Draw near to Him and proclaim to Him where you need Him to deliver you from temptation.